Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. Is this regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, my name is Alex, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Kim Batoria. Her phone number is, just a second. Her phone number is 251-228-9052. She is on the other lines. Can I transfer her to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Hi, your name unfortunately did not show up on my end. I know he probably sent it. It would take a little time to refresh. Can I get the correct spelling of your first name?
K-I-M-B-O-Boy-E-R.
Okay. Kimber?
It's Kimber Thorium.
Okay, and then the
correct... K-I-M.
Can I get the correct spelling of the last name, please, Kimber?
It's Kimber Thorian.
K-I-M-B-E-R, and then continue, I'm sorry.
T-H.
Can you hear me? Is this better?
Yeah, it was cutting in and out. I'm so sorry about that. Go ahead. I got it. K-I-M-B-E-R-T-H.
O-R-I-A-N, Kimberthorian.
Okay.
Last name is Hall, H-A-L-L.
H-A-L-L, perfect. Okay, I got it now. Thank you so much for that. Let me just enter that into the system before moving forward here. Awesome. So again, my name is Denise. I'll be assisting you further. We're on a recorded line. Let me just pull up the information here. First and foremost, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, I already did that. Do I need to do it again?
Yeah, unfortunately, they do their screening on their end, and then we do our pre-screening on our end. But once you're done with me, you won't have to do this again.
Okay.
Okay. So let's see here. Do you have an attorney assisting you with the claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
I haven't signed any documents.
Okay. And then have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, ma'am.
And then were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer products?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry to hear that. What type of cancer were you diagnosed with? Was it endometrial, uterine, or ovarian? Oh, no problem.
No, ma'am. I'm sorry. I was coughing. It's ovarian cancer.
Ovarian. Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Again, I'm sorry to hear that you went through that. Has it been quite some time? Are you feeling better now?
Off and on.
Off and on. Okay.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Do you know of a subtype, Ms. Hall?
If you don't mind me asking, what you mean by subtype?
Okay, I'll name a few. Germ cell carcinoma, small cell carcinoma, clear cell carcinoma.
Clear cell.
Okay.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Then it sounds like we're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. I just need to confirm. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can I get the date of diagnosis of the ovarian, please?
Let's see. I stopped using it in 2024 of January. Got diagnosed February 12th of 2024.
So January 12th of 2024, you stopped using, I mean, you were diagnosed January 12th of 2024?
No, ma'am. February 12th of 2024. January,
oh.
I had stopped using it altogether because I wasn't sure what was causing it.
Oh, I see. Okay. So then January of 2024, you stopped using the hair relaxer products, and then you were diagnosed February of 2024. Okay. Let me enter February 12th of 2024. And then do you have the diagnosing doctor's information? And we can Google him or her if we need to.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize. I'm trying to eat at the same time. Oh,
no
Dr. Bradley.
No problem.
Just Dr. Bradley, Sams, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y, Sams, S-A-M-S.
Okay. And what state is he in?
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Got it. Okay. Let's see here. I did pull up a Bradley C. Sams, MD, gynecologist, Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Is that him?
Yes, ma'am. Did you want the phone? Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Excuse me. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. No problem. I have an address, 1001 North Halstead Road. Does that sound right?
I think so, but I'm not sure. It sounds about right.
Okay.
Don't get me to try to remember because I've been in summer everywhere.
Yeah,
that's
no.
Good.
No problem. And then let me enter in this information here. So you were diagnosed in Mississippi, okay. Okay, perfect. So I do have his information. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
6 times a year.
I'm sorry, your phone cut off. Can you repeat that, please?
I'm sorry, 6 times a year.
6 times? Okay. 6 times per year. And then are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and can I get your date of birth, please?
September the 6th of 1984.
Okay. September 6th of 1984.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay.
No, ma'am.
And do you have any friends or family or loved ones that were able to also assist that were injured by the hair relaxer products?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then when did you start using hair relaxer products? What year? We can start with the year and then kind of jot it down from there. Jog down your memory is what I meant. I'm sorry, your phone cut off. Did you say 2013?
Yes, ma'am, of May.
May of 2013, you started using the hair relaxer products. Okay. And we do need to put an actual date.
Did you get that May of 2013?
Yes, May of 2013. And we do have to put an actual date. Would you say like around the beginning, the middle, or end?
Yes, ma'am. Around the beginning.
Okay. We'll put like 5, if that's okay. It's okay if it's a guesstimate. So we'll put 5-5. And then, let's see. when did you stop using hair relaxer products? And you did mention that to me. That was January of 2024. Is it safe to say January 5th?
No, it was around it.
I'm sorry, your phone keeps cutting in and out. January 5th of 2024, is it safe to say that?
Yes.
Okay.
Ma'am.
And then, were you using your hair relaxer products monthly or weekly? Monthly?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, I know you mentioned you were using your products, the hair relaxer products, from 13 until 24. So would that be 11 years consecutively?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both.
Okay. And as far as the home, where did you purchase the product from when you did it at home?
The beauty supply.
Beauty supply?
Plasto.
In Mississippi?
Yes, ma'am.
Ocean Springs?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me enter that information. I did pull up a, Sally Beauty, or actually a beauty supply store, and it's Benville Road. Does that sound right? Ocean Springs, Mississippi.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for that information. I'm just entering it. Okay, and then as far as the salon, do you have the salon name, address, and phone number? We can Google the salon name and I can get everything from there. Hi, Ms. Hall, are you there? Hello, can you hear me? Hello?